This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe in Colombo today to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defense. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Desanaike's cabinet received him at the Bandaranaike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Desanaike assumed office in September last year. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Sri Lanka after concluding his two-day state visit to Thailand, where he attended a summit of the BIMSTEC or Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation in Bangkok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. BIMSTEC stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation. Participating in 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok yesterday, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India is set to emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Speaking at the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that the country is making significant strides into the world of innovation and will soon make a strong impact on the global stage. He noted that young India is eager and ready to capture the world.
We'll need to go global. We'll need to think big. We'll need to be ambitious. We'll need to experiment. We'll need to go beyond the boundaries of our own thinking. Let's not limit ourselves with the past. Let's explore the unknown. Wealth creation in the short run may happen with some of these conveniences. Par dukandari ka hi kaam karna hai hame ya vishwavyapi aur international scale ka Bharat ki pehchan banani. That, friends, is the choice before us.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be leading a parliamentary delegation to 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union set to begin at Tashkent in Uzbekistan from today. Mr. Birla will address the Assembly during the higher-level segment of general debate on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice. The delegation comprises Deputy Chairman Rajya Sabha Harivansh and MPs including Bhartuhari Mehtab, Anurag Singh Thakur, Dr. Susmit Patra, Ashok Kumar Mittal, Kiran Chaudhary and Lata Vankhede. The members of the Indian parliamentary delegation will also participate in the meetings of various IPU bodies, including Governing Council, Executive Committee, Standing Committees and various thematic panel discussions. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Vaishnav will visit Rameshwaram to oversee the final preparations for the inauguration of the modernized Pamban Rail Bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit the state tomorrow to inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge, India's first vertical lift sea bridge. India will launch a pioneering interministerial scientific study to address zoonotic spillover risks at the human-wildlife-environment interface. This unique study will be conducted in select bird sanctuaries and wetlands across Sikkim, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu, leveraging the One Health approach to monitor the health of both human populations and migratory bird species. U.S. stocks were battered by a steep sell-off yesterday after China retaliated against the United States for President Donald Trump's tariffs in a tit-for-tat that escalates a global trade war. Investors have been fearful that a dramatic escalation of a trade war could plunge the U.S. and global economies into a recession. The Dow plunged by 2,231 points, or 5.5%. The broader S&P 500 was 5.97% lower. J.P. Morgan analysts said that America's economy and the broader world economy both had a 60% chance of sinking into a recession this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.